In some cases, the threshold varies for different individuals. This may be due to gender, males versus females, but it may be due to other factors as well. In a case like this, you can identify the relative positions of the threshold on the x-axis from the relative incidences of the phenotype in the two genders. The group with the lower disease incidence is shifted to the right on the curve and therefore must have a higher threshold for liability. As you can see, the shaded area that indicates the proportion of affected individuals is small. The group with the higher incidence of disease will have a lower threshold for liability. In this case, the shaded area that indicates the proportion of affected individuals is larger. This observation can be used to determine which parent, male or female, for example, is likely to have a higher liability and whether the son or daughter is more likely to be affected. The group with the lower incidence has the higher liability. Any individual from that group that is affected must have many susceptibility factors to exceed the threshold. That parent will transmit, on average, half of that liability to his or her offspring. The child that belongs to the group with the higher incidence, where the threshold is lower, is more likely to be affected.